Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thankful, grateful, and truly blessed to be with you this morning as we move forward through the Word of God. And again, today's word is great. That's all I can say. It is great. It gives us an understanding of how blessed we are to be children of God, that even when you're going through your moments of enslavement, even when you're going through where you think you can't get through, God will send somebody for you. Hallelujah. In our word today, we're getting ready to get into the Exodus story. We're getting ready to get with Moses, hallelujah, as he stands before God on holy ground. Not just any place, but holy ground. Take off your shoes. We got to take our shoes off because we're in the presence of I am that I am. I am who I am. There's only one God, and he is the great I am, the creator of everything. There, and he told us in his word, thou shalt have no other God before me. No other gods before him. Them little G's we got to take out. Can't worship people, places, or things. There's only one God. And he is, I am who I am. And all he wants from us is love, respect, and reverence. Take off your shoes. So you stand on holy ground. Hallelujah. Thanking God for this word this morning. And we are about to get started. Let us pray. Father God in heaven, I thank you today for your grace. I thank you today for your mercy. I thank you today for your goodness and your kindness. I thank you today for life eternal. I thank you today for your Son, the Holy One, who is the Christ, who is the Messiah, who is great and greatly to be praised, who is God the Son. I thank you, Lord, for your word today. As we stand on holy ground, Lord God, let us never forget who is in charge of our life, even the breath that's in our body. It is you, O Lord, and we stand in need of you. We stand in the midst of prayer, praying for Pastor Paul, praying for Grace, Lord God. You know they both are right now in your loving hands, O God. I pray for healing, O God, that you will heal both their bodies, O God, that you will give, ooh, Lord God, their families, peace, knowing that you, God, have surrounded their rooms with angels, that you have allowed them to be in your presence for a little while. Lord God, we are believing you for complete and total healing. You've healed others, Lord, and we know you can heal Pastor Paul and Grace. We know you can do all things but fail, Father God. You saved me for a purpose, Lord. I ask that you show me what that purpose is, to walk in it and to live in it. In the name of Christ Jesus, Father God, I lift up this broadcast to you today, asking you, Lord God, to increase as I decrease. Ooh, Lord God, to hide me behind the veil, that those that hear this word hear your voice and not mine. And Lord God, I ask that someone who hears this word today, that they will be saved, set free, and filled with your Holy Spirit. For you, Father God, have given me this assignment. And I do it with a humble heart As I receive, I give, oh God, what you tell me to say. Nothing more, nothing less. For you, Father, I give myself away for you to use me today as always, Lord God. I thank you for loving me, for giving me an opportunity for another day. All I can say is thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for you are my strength and my redeemer. You are my Father, and I can only say thank you, and I love you more than anything. I lift my hands today in adoration to you, Father God, again asking you to increase as I decrease. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my humble heart, Lord God, be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, amen. Giving honor to the Most High God, who is the source of my life and the source of my strength. As you have heard me pray today, praying for, as you all know, my pastor, Pastor Paul is ill, and we're asking for healing, complete healing. And I just got a call yesterday from one of my, of the people, a friend. Her granddaughter is also ill and in the same hospital and intensive care as my Pastor Paul. So I'm asking you to pray for grace. As you pray for Pastor Paul's healing, I ask you to pray for Grace's healing. She is, I believe, 17 or 18 years old. You know, she's a child. And we are lifting up this young lady today and asking you all to please join me in prayer for her healing as you have joined me in prayer for the healing of Pastor Paul. So I thank all of you, Moving Forward family, for touching in agreement for healing of bodies, minds, and spirits. Because we all understand that the illness that's out there, this virus, this horrible thing, is no joke. It's not something that we play with. God is sending us boats all the time. He's sending us boats all the time. All we got to do is get in them. God will heal. Yes, he will. We have testimonies to his healing power. And we know if he did it before, he can do it again. In Jesus' name, we are lifting up all those that are dealing with this horrible illness called COVID. We are asking God to heal bodies, to heal minds, and to heal spirits. Pray for families that are having to deal with the loss of loved ones because of this horrible thing. But we are going to trust in the Lord. We're going to continue to stand firm on his word with faith and not fear. Because fear is of the enemy and faith is of God. And we know our Father God can do all things but fail. Hallelujah. And that his will, not ours, will be done. So let's get in our word. Please join me in Exodus chapter 3. Hallelujah. For those that have the Charles F. Stanley Life Principles Daily Bible, Biblical Principles for Each Day of the Year, which we are coming out of one more year, 09, if you have the Bible, page 109. And let's get started. And it says this, now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the back of the desert and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire from the midst of a bush. So he looked, and behold, the bush was burning with fire, but the bush was not consumed. Then Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush does not burn. So when the Lord saw that he turned aside to look, God called to him from the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, here I am. Then he said, do not draw near this place. take your sandals off your feet, for the place where you stand is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of your father, Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the oppression of my people who are in Egypt, and have heard their cry because of their taskmasters, but I know their sorrows. So I have come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up from the land to a good and large land, to a land flowing with milk and honey, to the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites. Now, therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel has come to me, and I have also seen the oppression with which the Egyptians oppressed them. Come now, therefore, and I will send you to Pharaoh, that you may bring my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. But Moses said to God, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and that I should bring the children of Israel out of Egypt? So he said, I will certainly be with you, and this shall be a sign to you that I have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God on this mountain. Then Moses said to God, indeed, when I come to the children of Israel and say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you, and they say to me, what is his name? What shall I say to them? And God said to Moses, I am who I am. And he said, thus you shall say to the children of Israel, I am has sent me to you. Moreover, God said to Moses, thus you shall say to the children of Israel, the Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob has sent me to you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial to all generations. Go and gather the elders of Israel together and say to them, the Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob appeared to me, saying, I have surely visited you and seen what is done to you in Egypt. And I have said, I will bring you up out of the affliction of Egypt to the land of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites, to a land flowing with milk and honey. Then they will heed your voice, and you shall come, you and the elders of Israel, to the king of Egypt. And you shall say to him, the Lord God of the Hebrews has met with us. And now please let us go 3 days' journey into the wilderness, that we may sacrifice to the Lord our God. But I am sure that the king of Egypt will not let you go, no, not even by a mighty hand. So I will stretch out my hand and strike Egypt with all my wonders, which I will do in its midst. And after that, he will let you go. And I will give this people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. And it shall be, when you go, that you shall not go empty-handed, but every woman shall ask of her neighbor, namely of her who dwells near her house, clothing. And you shall put them on your sons and on your daughters. So you shall plunder the Egyptians. Chapter 4 of Exodus. Then Moses answered and said, but suppose they will not believe me or listen to my voice. Suppose they say, the Lord has not appeared to you. So the Lord said to him, what is that in your hand? And he said, a rod. And he said, cast it on the ground. So he cast it on the ground, and it became a serpent, and Moses fled from it. Then the Lord said to Moses, reach out your hand and take it by the tail. And he reached out his hand and caught it, and it became a rod in his hand, that they may believe that the Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has appeared to you. Furthermore, the Lord said to him, now put your hand in your bosom. And he put his hand in his bosom, and when he took it out, behold, his hand was leprous, like snow. And he said, put your hand in your bosom again. So he put his hand in his bosom again and drew it out of his bosom, and behold, it was restored like his other flesh. Then it will be, if they do not believe you, nor heed the message of the first sign, that they may believe the message of the latter sign. And it shall be, if they do not believe even these two signs, or listen to your voice, that you shall take water from the river and pour it on the dry land. The water which you will take from the river will become blood on the dry land. Then Moses said to the Lord, O my Lord, I am not eloquent, neither before nor since you have spoken to your servant, but I am slow of speech and slow of tongue. So the Lord said to him, who has made man's mouth? Or who makes the mute, the deaf, and the seeing, or the blind? Have not I the Lord? Now therefore go, and I will be with your mouth and teach you what you shall say. But he said, oh, my Lord, please send by the hand of whomever else you may send. So the anger of the Lord was kindled against Moses, and he said, is not Aaron the Levite your brother? I know that he can speak well. And look, he is also coming out to meet you. When he sees you, he will be glad in his heart. Now you shall speak to him and put the words in his mouth, and I will be with your mouth and with his mouth, and I will teach you what you shall do. So he shall be your spokesman to the people, and he himself shall be as a mouth for you, and you shall be to him as God. And you shall take this rod in your hand, in which you shall do the signs. So Moses went and returned to Jethro, his father-in-law, and said to him, please let me go and return to my brethren who are in Egypt and see whether they are still alive. And Jethro said to Moses, go in peace. Now the Lord said to Moses in Midian, go return to Egypt, for all the men who sought your life are dead. Then Moses took his wife and his sons and set them on a donkey, and he returned to the land of Egypt. And Moses took the rod of God in his hand. And the Lord said to Moses, when you go back to Egypt, see that you do all those wonders before Pharaoh, which I have put in your hand, but I will harden his heart so that he will not let the people go. Then you shall say to Pharaoh, thus says the Lord, Israel is my son, my firstborn. So I say to you, let my son go that he may serve me. But if he refuses to let him go, indeed, I will kill your son, your firstborn. And it came to pass on the way at the encampment that the Lord met him and sought to kill him. Then Zipporah took a sharp stone and cut off the foreskin of her son and cast it at Moses' feet, and said, surely you are a husband of blood to me. So he let him go. Then he said, you are a husband of blood because of the circumcision. And the Lord said to Aaron, go into the wilderness to meet Moses. So he went and met him on the mountain of God. So Moses told Aaron all the words of the Lord who had sent him and all the signs which he had commanded him. Then Moses and Aaron went and gathered together all the elders of the children of Israel. And Aaron spoke all the words which the Lord had spoken to Moses. Then he did the sign in the sight of the people. So the people believed. And when they heard that the Lord had visited the children of Israel and that he had looked on their affliction, then they bowed their heads and worshiped. Hallelujah. Bow down and worship him. I am who I am, sent Moses, and he sends you to evangelize, to speak his words, to do his will. We cannot not do our assignment and not be afraid. Not be afraid. Don't deal with all the negativity. We got to get rid of the negativity in our life. Shake it off. Shake off those that hurt or harm you. Let that stuff go. We got to move forward in God. So So many times we allow the enemy to pour all that negative into our spirit, to do all the things that he does, because he is the devil, and that is his job, to steal, to kill and destroy hopes and dreams. We got to stand up and know who we belong to. We belong to the Most High God. He said who he is. I am who I am. And we got to trust in him and not keep leaning on our own understanding. We are nothing without God. He brought you out. He saved your life. He put the breath of life inside of you. We've got to stop living in the past and move forward. I've been there. I've been in the doldrums. I've been in depression. I've been in darkness. And I'm doing my best to get out. Because God has work for me to do. He has work for you to do. We don't have time to keep living in who said, she said, they said, woo-woo said, and running down to boo-boo them down the street. We got to walk right, talk right, and live right. God has given us an opportunity, and we got to quit being still and not telling the truth to power. Lies are lies. Truth is truth. Of lies, deception, and confusion. If you are living in confusion, the devil has taken over. Shake it off. Shake him off and say, not today, Satan. Not today. Pray for those that are sick. We got more than COVID to deal with. There's diabetes. There's cancer. There's heart and blood pressure issues. Come on now, there's so many things that are going on in this world that we can't just hone in on one thing. There's many things. We have to ask God to heal the land from deception, from violence, from lies and deceit. Folks are enslaved mentally because they don't know the truth of God. They're being taught by false prophets, liars and deceptives who are only in it for the money. They're only in it for their own self-gratification. And we've got to start speaking the truth and letting folks know there's only one God. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, one God. And he loves us all. But we got to do what we're called to do, which is to tell his word. Witness wherever you go. Let people see the light of God in you. Whatever you say, say it with kindness and love of God. Folks don't want to hear all the negativity anymore. I want to walk right and talk right and live right. All that negativity just pours the nastiness into your spirit. Speak truth. Speak love. Speak hope in yourself and in the future. We cannot give up. Don't give up. Hallelujah. Ooh, Lord. Psalm 16, 1 through 6. If time permits, life lessons and examples will be at the end of the broadcast today. And we do have a word from our sister in Christ, Sister Carolyn. We have yesterday's word and today's word. I ran out of time yesterday for her word to be sent forth. But we do have yesterday and today's word from Sister Carolyn that we will give at the end of the message. And the message is the word of God today. And it goes on to tell us in Psalm chapter 16, verses 1 through 6, a victim of David. Preserve me, O God, for in you I put my trust. That's a highlightable. We all have been there. Preserve me, O God. But in you I put my trust. Psalm 16 and 1. That should be in your arsenal of prayer. Preserve me, O God. For in you I put my trust. O my soul, you have said to the Lord, you are my Lord. My goodness is nothing apart from you. Come on now. As for the saints who are on the earth, they are the excellent ones in whom it is. Whom is all my delight. Their sorrow shall be multiplied who hasten after another God, that little G. their drink offering of blood I will not offer, nor take up their names on my lips. O Lord, you are the portion of my inheritance and my cup. You maintain my lot. The lines have fallen to me in pleasant places. Yes, I have a good inheritance. Proverbs chapter 5, verses 1 through 6. My son, pay attention to my wisdom. Lend your ear to my understanding, that you may preserve discretion and your lips may keep knowledge. For the lips of an immoral woman drip honey, and her mouth is smoother than oil. But in the end, she is bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword. Her feet go down to death. Her steps lay hold of hell. Lest you ponder her path of life, her ways do not know them. And I say that's the same thing with an immoral man. Be careful who you allow into your life. Don't play with God. God will send the husband that you are supposed to be with. And I'm speaking to the single ladies out there, to the unmarried women of God. Don't seek, because the Lord will send the one that will find you. For the word of God tells us a man who finds a wife finds a good thing in favor with the Lord. It does not say a woman who finds a husband. Quit looking. Just wait on the Lord, and God will send the one for you. Hallelujah. Let's get moving. Matthew chapter 18. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus saying, who then is greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Then Jesus called a little child to him, set him in the midst of them, and said, assuredly, I say to you, unless you are converted and become as little children, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. And I say that children are like sponges. They absorb everything you give them. And if you give them Jesus, they will absorb it. They will feel it. They will touch it. They will know it. But you got to pour into them. I did children's ministry for 15 years. And I tell you, when you pour in, it shows. I have recently ran into children that I used to teach. And I am so proud of them. They are working in all types of industries, and mostly in ministries of help. To give blood a few months ago, and the phlebotomist was one of my children. And I was just so proud of her, because this little girl, when you talk about somebody that gives you the big stick, it was once and done. I didn't even realize she had already got all the blood and it was done as we was talking. She was that good. Praise the Lord. I had to go to another appointment, and the valet was one of my young boys whose mother is a prayer warrior, a faithful woman of God, and he still has that joy of the Lord. He was one of my helpers in children's ministry and always did not miss a Sunday. He was always there to do his assignment. And every time I've been there, he's always at work doing what he's supposed to do with a smile on his face. Now, because of mass, you can't see the smile, but you can see the love of God in his eyes. Come on now. God is in charge, and he's bringing our children out. All we have to do is be absorbent like a child, to absorb the love of God. And this is what the word says. This is what Jesus says. Therefore, whoever humbles himself as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever receives one little child like this in my name receives me. Whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were drowned in the depths of the sea. Woe to the world because of offenses, for offenses must come, but woe to that man by whom the offense comes. If your hand or foot causes you to sin, cut it off and cast it from you. It is better for you to enter into life lame or maimed rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into the everlasting fire. And if your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out and cast it from you. It is better if you enter into life with one eye rather than having two eyes to be cast into hell's fire. Take heed that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I say to you that in heaven their angels always see the face of my Father who is in heaven. For the Son of Man has come to save that which was lost. Hallelujah. Jesus hadn't come for the righteous. He didn't come for the righteous. He came for the lost. Says, what do you think? If a man has 100 sheep and one of them goes astray, does he not leave the 99 and go to the mountains to seek the one that is strayed? And if he should find it, surely I say to you, he rejoices more over that sheep than over the 99 that did not go astray. Even so, it is not the will of your Father who is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish. Come on now. Train up a child in the way he should go. And when he is old, he will not depart from it. We've got to pour into our children that they will raise up. We will raise up a generation of men and women who love God and are not ashamed to speak it and not ashamed to say, I love Jesus. Don't be ashamed, but that comes from us pouring into them the love of God. Let them see God in you. Don't be one of those Sunday Christians come to church on Sunday and act all holy and all righteous. And then as soon as you walk out the door, you cussing out your children, grabbing your cigarette, going to get your beer and your, come on now. I'm just calling it right. I'm only speaking what's given to me. And I'm telling you, God sees all of that. The hypocrisy of folks sitting in church on Sunday, acting holy but raising hell Monday through Saturday. Beating their wives, molesting their children. I'm just calling it all right. We see it every day. All you have to do is open a newspaper, and every day is something going on. And we got, and a lot of it is going on in the church. Pastors having relations with employees. All this stuff is out there. It's on in the newspaper. It's out. You wonder why mega church pastors are falling like sheep. No, they're not. They're not falling like sheep because they're wolves in sheep clothing. And the sheep clothing is coming off. And the wolves are being shown for who they are. Just keep listening. Keep watching. In this day, God is going to start showing a whole lot of wolves, a whole lot of false prophets, a whole lot of that is coming out. Just watch. Wait, as they say, watch as well as pray. And watch God reveal some stuff. He's showing it every day. All over this country. All over this world. He's pulling the sheep's clothing off. And when I say they're falling like sheep, that's because the sheep's clothing is falling off. And the wolves, that ravenous wolves, greed, showing in every last one. You'll start seeing more and more of it. Watch God. He's working this thing out right now. Showing the liars. Showing the cheaters, showing those that have sent his people astray and causing church hurt, causing folks to not want to be Christians, causing folks not to want to believe in God because of false shepherds. We got to be careful. Find the Bible, believe in Bible teaching church. If all they're talking about is prosperity, pack your Bible up and walk out the door because everybody will not be rich. Everybody will not be prosperous, but understand that it's the meek that shall inherit the earth. Come on now. God is teaching us. All we got to do is listen. Tells us in his word in verse 15 of Matthew chapter 8, moreover, if your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he hears you, you have gained your brother. But if he will not hear, take with you one or two more, that by the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word may be established. And if he refuses to hear them tell it, to the church. But if he refuses even to hear the church, let him be to you like the recusant and tax collector. Assuredly, I say to you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loose in heaven. Again, I say to you that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them. We thank God for being in the midst of us today. As two or three or four or five, however many gathered today to hear this word, we are in the midst. And we know that the power of prayer will take us where we need to go. We touch in agreement for healing of our land, for healing of souls, for healing of churches, for healing of the people of God, for healing of those that do not know God, that they will find salvation. Father God, we lift up this planet to you, asking you, Lord God, to guide us and lead us in how to take care of it. And the gifts that you have given us, oh God, that we use it for your glory, for your greatness, for your will and your way, Lord God. For you are I am. And we are your humble children. And we ask you, Father God, lead us and guide us in the way that we should go, that we will not depart from the training that you are giving us, that we will not depart from what you are calling us to do, that we will say yes and amen, hallelujah. But we know many are called, but few are chosen. Lord God, let your chosen ignite and go to work in your name, hallelujah. Amen, amen, in the name of Christ Jesus. We lift up this word today. Thank God for being who he is. I am who I am. The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, the God of our fathers and mothers, the God of our life. The God, thank God for his light. We thank God for the light of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We thank God for coming to this earth in the form of his Son, the Word. And the Word was with God. The Word is God. And he is Jesus. And all we can say is thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I have some life lessons from this Word today, and they are powerful. And I thank Dr. Charles Stanley for allowing us to use this Word today and for giving us his wisdom. For I believe in my heart that this man is a true man of God. I have read this Bible at least 2 years. This is our third year in it. And I can tell you, every day I learn something new. And Dr. Stanley's words of wisdom have helped me in my devotion. Tell you, this man, I see the light of God. He is a man of God. And I am thankful that God sent this awesome man of God to this world. Humble man of God. He's a humble man of God who teaches the word. He's not all about the flash and the dash. He's about teaching the word of God. And that's why God gave me one more year of Dr. Stanley's Bible, this biblical. Principles for each day of the year, and I thank God for life principles, and it's so true. So if you have opportunity, if you don't have it, buy it. It is worth every dime you spend on it because it is biblically based devotions and devotional words, and I love it. I love Dr. Stanley, and I you know what? The devil is a lie. There ain't no truth in him. As I'm speaking, my line goes did. But I thank God. Because the enemy don't want you to know about men, real men of God. He wants you to go for a flash and dash. But we go for the basics. We go for the word of God. So I thank God for this word. And this is a Exodus word, life lesson. It says in Exodus 3:2, so he looked, and behold, the bush was burning with fire, but the bush was not consumed. God often speaks to us through unusual circumstances. When we find ourselves in the midst of confusing times that we can't understand, we should slow down and listen. God just might be trying to tell us something. Hallelujah. Exodus chapter 3, verse 14, I am who I am. And he said, thus you shall say to the children of Israel, I am has sent me to you. We serve the God who is alive, who is present, who is here right now, and who gives life and breath to everything that lives. He is whether anything else remains or not. He knows exactly what lies ahead of us. So we should always trust him. And these are some life questions if you want to get your pen and paper. What can I do to earn more spiritually responsible roles? We all hopefully are working in our churches. And it says, what can I do to earn a more spiritually responsible role? It says, few men ever had a greater responsibility placed on their shoulders than Moses, whom God tasked with leading the nation of Israel of Egyptian bondage and into the promised land. Responsibility requires a spirit of faithfulness, dependability, and a refusal to give up when times get rough. Moses had these qualities, and God chose him as his special human representative. It took years, however, to prepare Moses for the enormous job. He began life as an impetuous, hot-headed, high-headed and stubborn young man. He was privileged. Let's call it right. He was privileged. He was a prince of Egypt. When he witnessed the suffering of God's people in Egypt, immediately he sought to deliver them through his own human strength, and neither he nor his people benefited from his hasty actions. God always clarifies our responsibility so we can respond in obedience. He never leaves us alone. He promises to shoulder the responsibility with us. If he didn't, we would become easily discouraged, and would fail to understand the significance of our calling. If you are called to be an evangelist, evangelize. If you're called to be a prophetess, prophesy. A prophet, prophesy. Or an elder, do what you're supposed to do, lead. A deacon, be there for your pastors, lead. Be the gap between the people and the pastor. God uses various events and circumstances to prepare us for increasing levels of spiritual responsibility. He used a burning bush to gain Moses' attention. This was the man's moment of calling. By this time, Moses' heart had become receptive and his spirit primed for greater spiritual responsibility. God always equips us for the responsibilities he gives us. He provided Aaron as a friend and spokesman for Moses. Even the staff God gave Moses was amazingly useful as a symbol of his power. God also always prepares us for the responsibility he assigns us. Throughout Moses' life, God had been preparing him to lead the nation of Israel. Anytime God calls us to fulfill a certain responsibility, we enter a period of waiting. Moses tried to take a shortcut but failed, and he spent 40 years in the desert as a result. Yet in these times of waiting, God molds and shapes us. The only way to meet that challenge of responsibility is to be willing to wait on God's timing in every situation. Three words characterize a responsible person: confidence in God's calling and ability. That's one. Write that down. Three words characterize a responsible person: confidence in God's calling and ability, the courage to obey regardless of the cost, and a commitment to Jesus Christ. Three things: confidence in God's calling and ability, the courage to obey regardless of the cost, and a commitment to Jesus Christ. God gives us limitless opportunities, but we must assume responsibility and obey his call. Expand your world of opportunities and give you the desire to become responsible like Moses and willing to obey regardless of the cost. Hallelujah. Exodus 4:12, go and I will be with your mouth and teach you what you shall say. Moses was walking in fear. And it says, if we submit ourselves to God and obey his word, he will make us competent for whatever task he gives us. We are never qualified to do God's work because of our own talents, abilities, or training. Rather, it is because God is with us. Come on now. And if God is not with us, then no account of skill or experience will make us qualified. Can the church say amen? Matthew chapter 18, verse 3. Unless you are converted and become as little children, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. Jesus has in mind the humility of little children and their unconfirmed public opinion. He encourages us to place childlike trust in him, regardless of what others may think. Can the church say amen? The Lord God is speaking through us through his word today. Matthew 18:14, it is not the will of your Father who is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish. God wants all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4, he is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. 2 Peter verses chapter 3, verse 9, that includes children. Matthew 18:20, where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them. Hallelujah. The Spirit of Jesus lives in each individual Christian, but he promises to be with them in a unique and special way when they gather in his name for worship, service, and mutual encouragement. I encourage you today to stay in your word, to let your light shine wherever you go. Don't worry about what he said, she said, they said, or woo-woo, or boo-boo, or anybody says about you. You walk the way God has called you to walk. You talk the way God has called you to walk. You do what God has told you to do. If he says rest, rest. If he says move, move. If he says go, go. Whatever God tells you to do, that's what you do. And don't worry about what anybody says about you, because folks are going to talk about you, whether you're good or whether you're bad or whether you're downright ugly. Folks going to talk. Let them talk. But let them talk about you being good. Hallelujah. Thanking God for this word today. If there's anyone who has a testimony or would like to speak, push the number 1 on your phone, and we will be right with you. A word from our sister in Christ for yesterday and today, and then the lines will be open. And the word for yesterday was this: God never said that everything would be fair or easy. That's why he didn't let me read this yesterday, because it works with our lesson for today. But he did promise that it will all work out for your good. Stand in faith. Have a Word of God Wednesday. But we stand in faith because God said, I'll give you somebody to speak for you. When Moses was trying to make excuses for why he couldn't talk. But, you know, we've all been told in school that, you know, it was because he had a speech impediment. But then I stopped and I thought about it as God was speaking to me, that it may not have been that he had a speech impediment, but it may have been that he was an Egyptian, so he spoke a language that the Egyptian prince and the household of the hierarchy spoke, and that his Hebrew may not have been as good as it needed to be to speak to the children of Israel. So God sent his brother to speak to the children of Israel for him, because Moses was the one that was speaking to Pharaoh. But again, just saying that it just may be a language situation and not necessarily a physical situation. And that's just my take on it, not what my professor said and not what the teacher said that, you know, I studied with. But anyway, we're going to keep going. And this is a word for this morning. Even though some things didn't turn out the way you wanted it to, just remember that God knows what is best all times. Have a thankful Thursday, family. God is in charge. We're going to stand on his word that he will never leave us or forsake us. And as he has said, who he is, I am who I am. And we trust in him. And again, if there is anybody that has a word or a testimony, please push the number 1 on your phone and your line will be opened. We have a few more minutes today. If there is no one that God has put in your heart to give a testimony or to speak, we will be back together again. Hallelujah. We have a testimony, our line 3546. Your line.
Good morning. Good morning. Praise the Lord,
good
everyone.
Good morning, Evangelist Shannon. We have missed you.
Hallelujah.
We have
God is a good guy. I can tell you that I was fixed for 30 days. Hallelujah, God. But God, I'm here to tell you, hallelujah. He's restoring me, he's renewing me, and I'm resting in the Lord. God is able, even if you're going through. I was so sick I couldn't even pray, knowing that God had called me as a prayer warrior. All I could do was moan and say, Jesus. I sit in a wheelchair for 24 hours at the hospital in the lobby because they didn't have any beds. They didn't have any stretchers. They didn't even have a room in urgent care. But God, hallelujah, they put all the medications in my IV, and I heard everybody crying and moaning and children crying, babies crying, elderly, hallelujah, coughing and hacking and going on. I said, Jesus, my Father, Holy Ghost, this is your temple. And you sent me to Wichita to do an assignment. You called me as a prayer warrior to pray. And I have a desire to pray for these sick people. And I couldn't even pray for myself. But God, here I am to tell you on today, God has healed me and I'm ready to do what God has sent me here to do. But he still got me in resting. I ain't got but a few more days. God bless y'all. I love y'all much. And I thank God for the greatness that he has instilled in my sister, because God said great things I do, greater things we would do. And she's doing great things by speaking the word all across the nation, all across the globe, all across the region, all across, hallelujah, states and cities, state to state, city to city, continent, thanking God. That someone in Haiti today heard the word of God. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless y'all. Love
amen.
Y'all much.
And I just need everybody to just stop. I just got a text. My oldest granddaughter has COVID. Her name is Leah. So I ask you all to please lift Leah up in prayer. As you lift up Pastor Paul and Grace, please also add Leah to your prayer list. It would be greatly appreciated. Thank you all. God bless you all. Whew. And we just say one more time, we thank God for being who he is. I am who I am is what he said in his word. And we are trusting in him. Like healing of our bodies, of our minds, and of our spirit. He healed my sister. Hallelujah. And she's back with
hallelujah.
Us. Hallelujah. Woo, woo, Lord. Thank
glory
you.
God.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord.
As Evangelist Teresa gave her testimony on yesterday, God knows that he is, woo, he is sending out powerful women of God. And I know in my heart that all things are working for the good of those who are trusting in the Lord. All we got to do is believe. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Believe, y'all. He believes.
Yes.
He trusts.
Yes.
And have faith. that all things are going to work out, because God, I am who I am, is in charge of everything.
Glory to God.
In his name and in the name of the matchless Savior, the Word, Christ Jesus, we thank you all, for it is in the Word of God, and it's in him who is and will always be that we lift up and say, may the Lord watch between me and thee, while we are absent once from each other, in the precious and holy name of the matchless Savior, Christ Jesus, the one who came to save our souls, the one who died on Calvary's cross, but who rose again. Hallelujah, he rose again. And he sits
Amen.
On the right side of our Father, interceding every moment, every
Yes.
And for me. Why? Because he loves us and we love him. So keep the Lord God in your lips. Thank you, Jesus, for life, for everything, for the breath in your body. Oh, let your light shine. He will see the Father in you. So hide your light under a bushel. But God got work for you. And if he say, it's a wrap, because it's time to go to work. Love you all. Be blessed. It is a wrap. I got to go to work. Love you all. Stay warm. Stay healthy. Stay blessed. In Jesus' name, it's a wrap. And don't forget, please keep my grandbaby in your prayers as you keep my pastor and this wonderful child of an awesome woman of God. Thank you all. Be blessed, family. It's a wrap.